All right, Bob Marley passed away in 1981, and the original label that he worked with was Studio One in Jamaica. He had a terrible experience there with Coxsone Dodd. They got paid literally pennies for records that sold like 80,000 copies, and so they were none too happy to work with him, and then they moved out on their own. But when Bob passed, there was all this great early 60s songs that Coxsone Dodd had, and he wanted to kind of cash in on Bob's notoriety. So I've been tracking through these compilation albums of 60s sounds, and this is the third in the series called Marley, Tosh, Livingston, and Associates. Great cover art on the front. And so I'm gonna play Rolling Stone, Marley Meets Dylan, Sorta. This is from the book, Bob Marley, The Complete Guide to His Music. Although few has said as much, there seems little doubt that Dylan's 70s conversion to Christianity and songwriting with apocalyptic vision circa Slow Train Coming was influenced by Marley's rise to fame. Likewise, the Wailers must have felt the American Bob's pull at a distance in the 60s. Bunny leads the Wailers through an adaptation of some of Dylan's greatest hit, with a particularly Jamaican edge to some of the new lyrics. Time like scorpion stings without warning. So let's hear it. Vinyl is Vital rhymes with Ital here on Smile Jamaica. Bunny's singing lead with Rolling Stone. Smile Jamaica.